It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel
song. Settled, I am certain in my heart and in my mind. I will pass the glory curtain and I'll leave the world behind. I will stand with the immortal with a happy land in view. Then I'll journey through the portals down the golden avenue. I'm gonna leave some glorious morning. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in the heaven someday. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, sing it, son.
I am waiting at the station, listening closely for the call. I have made my reservation through the one who paid it all. Not by might, not by power, but in Christ and Christ alone. I'm leaving any moment, praise the Lord, I'm going home.
I'm gonna leave some glorious morning. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Though the water is deep and the river is wide, I'm gonna stand on the other side. I'm gonna live in the heaven someday. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm gonna
leave some glorious morning. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna cross the chilly Jordan. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You've been listening to the song, Yes, I Am. This was one of the number one songs of the years 2000 to 2009. In this and the next two Good Old Gospel Song broadcasts, we will listen to some of those number one songs. Here's one that says, We May Be On the Next Cloud, Passing By.
Thank you.
resting mind. What a day when we behold His face on high. Soon He's coming down to claim His bride, all dressed in spotless white. And He may be on the next cloud passing by.
As a child I watched the clouds reveal the faces of my dreams. Then the wind would shift and move them from my side. There's one face I'm still looking for, and I won't be surprised should I see Him on the next cloud passing by.
He may be on the next cloud passing by. What a day when we claim His bride, all dressed in spotless white. And He may be on the next cloud passing by.
It's closer now than you would ever think or comprehend. Even a fool should know we're so near this life's end.
Better make your list and check it twice as the midnight hour chimes, because He may be on the next cloud passing by. He may be on the next cloud passing by. When we behold His face on high,
soon He's
coming down to claim His bride, all dressed in spotless white. And He may be on the next cloud passing by.
You might see Him any moment if you'll watch
the eastern sky. And He may be on the next cloud. He may be on the next cloud. He may be on the next cloud passing by.
The words to this number one song remind us to choose that which is biblical and right. When push comes to shove, I choose.
Master, may I be so honest? Could I admit the way I feel? I'm hurting, it seems that you've forsaken. I wonder, is your love for me still real? Though my friends think I am happy, unaffected by this trial, they can't see the pain I'm hiding just underneath my smile. Master, I can't live this way anymore. So today I make my choice. I choose to believe that you are faithful, and my heart is in your hands. And this mystery that I face today is part of a greater plan. I choose not to be discouraged when the sun will not break through. I have the choice of trusting you. So, Lord, this is what I choose. I know this road will not be easy. I know I'll have my weaker days, and Satan will tell me I don't mean it when I say I'll trust God all the way. But that really doesn't matter. I refuse to hear him out. With my faith I'll find the power that will overcome all doubt. Lord, I've never felt so strong as when I'm resting in your arms. I choose to believe that you are faithful, and my heart is in your hands. And this mystery that I face today is part of a greater plan. I choose not to be discouraged when the sun will not break through. I have the choice of trusting you. So, Lord, this is what I choose. I choose to believe that this mystery that I face today is part of a greater plan. I choose not to be discouraged when the sun.
The McCameys had three number one songs in the years 2000 to 2009. We will listen to two of them now and one on the next broadcast. Here are the two songs, Between 12 and 33 and He Calms Me.
You can read about his virgin birth, that holy night when he came down to earth. And the Bible says that he grew up in the town of Nazareth. The only childhood story about him was in the temple in Jerusalem. A boy became a man of destiny between 12 and 33. 18 years are a mystery. His last 3 years he made history. Became the Savior he was sent to be. Between 12 and 33. There's about his formative years. For a while it's like he just disappeared. All the Bible says is he grew wise and found favor in God's eyes. When he got older and the time had come, he started proving to the world who he was. Each step he took led straight to Calvary. Between 12 and 33, 18 years are a mystery. His last 3 years he made history. Became the Savior he was sent to be. Between 12 and 33. 18 years are a mystery. His last 3 years he changed everything. Became the Savior he was sent to be. Between 12 and 33.
Said this time his words were meant for me.
Sometimes he calms the storm, sometimes he calms me. Sometimes the storm still rages on, but I feel the sweet. Call on him whose voice can still much greater storms than these. His words bring peace into my soul. When he says, child, I'm in control, and with one touch he calms the storm in me. The sweetest peace is such a joy to know that my Lord knows just what I need. Sometimes he calms the storm, sometimes he calms me. It's such a joy to know that my Lord knows just what.
The next number one song is a personal favorite of mine. If you have anything that is weighing you down, causing you grief, or circumstances that are out of your control, just remember, yes, it's out of your hand, and you've done all that you can do. You've given God the problem. It's no longer up to you. You prayed the prayer of faith. You're standing on God's truth. While you're waiting for the answer, He has a question for you. Is anything too hard for God?
It's out of your hands. You've done all you can do. You've given God the problem. It's no longer up to you. You've prayed the prayer of faith. You're standing on God's truth. While you're waiting on the answer, He has a question for you. Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond His power to solve? Are there situations He's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? His word, you'll see. His plans are now unfolding, performing perfectly. It's clear how much He loves you. Look at all He's done. For all your questions, there's He's not the master of. Is anything too hard for God? Are there situations He's not the master of? Is anything
time for our story behind the song. Aaron Wilburn is the writer of this song. Aaron started writing songs when he was 11. He was 15 when he had his first recorded song, which was performed by the Segal Brothers and Naomi. While traveling with the Happy Goodmans, he said his songwriting went up a degree or two because of being around Rusty Goodman, who was a great songwriter. He said his wife helped him to write this song that Karen Peck and New River sang. He stated he had the idea for the song, and one day he asked his wife to let him read her Bible study that she had written on this particular Bible story. He said, I started taking parts of that and wrote the song in about 30 minutes. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But His way is God's way, not yours or mine. When He's 4 days late, He's right on time.
The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Buried 4 days. Somebody said, He'll soon be here. The Lord's on His way. Martha ran to Him. she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth. Then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.